The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
All I ever wanted was a black Grand National, being rational, giving what they asked for. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Duracell, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Buffalo World, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Welcome home. This is not a song. This is a revelation. How to get a gone.
Teach you a man, baby. I don't understand, baby. Pay your bill and make you feel protected like I can, baby. Teach you something if you need correction. That's the plan, baby. Don't put your life in these weird hands, baby.
It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few that are really stepped, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough.
I get on that. Yeah, somebody gotta do it.
I made it. Man.
Yeah, somebody gotta do it.
I tell the G-Pad.
Yeah, watch it. Do it.
Huh. We survived outside, all from the music. What?
You got it logged and loaded to the Monday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is a much to do Monday. We got lots to talk about. We will be going live to Amoco in short order. Roscoe Thompson has chimed in. We'll be chiming in with him on the flip side of the break. But like I said, we got lots to talk about. Phone lines are open, and if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll-free in any one of the 5720-242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I said, beginning of a new week. But as we get into the new week, Guardian full of headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Police reservist shot to death. Suspect also killed at bank. And very sad news to learn of the passing of Mr. Lennox Williams, officer, inspector. Lennox Williams, a reservist. Know him from the Chippenham community. Know him all my career. And very, very quiet, very humble, but very nice individual. From my experiences, you know, whenever we cross paths. And my thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. And very tragic situation right there. Very, very sad situation. And on Father's Day, no less. Story by Caitlin Babb. Read more on that. Man murdered on Quarto Avenue. Monitored was shot and killed yesterday afternoon during a shooting on Quarto Avenue that left two other men injured, police said. Read more there. Pilot pleads not guilty to 2024's Father's Day murder. 27-year-old pilot accused of killing a father of two on Father's Day last year denied the murder charges on Friday. Donald Ferguson Jr. entered a not guilty plea at his arraignment before Justice Guillermina Archer Minnis. Story by Artesia Davis. Read more on that. Out of the business section, CEG will preserve for another 12 months to get exploration licenses renewed. Story by Chester Robards. Challenger Energy Group, formerly Bahamas Petroleum Company, is preserving for another 12 months or persevering for another 12 months in its efforts to either renew its exploration license in the Bahamas or monetize them. The company said it's recently realized a released annual results report for 2024. In relation to the company's licenses in the Bahamas throughout the course of 2024, we continue to pursue a renewal of those licenses into a third exploration period. Clearly, listen, we do not need oil drilling. We don't need oil exploration. If we're going to put all our eggs in a basket in tourism, my God, you need a product with petroleum. Boiled fish, not oil fish. You know what I say. All right, those headlines in one, that's just the front page. So we got all of that to talk about and, of course, all what's going on in Albuquerque, and that's all coming up on the flip side of the break. All you have to do is keep it right where you got it. The Monday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
But it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. Hey. Hey.
What's that on that beat?
Got my foot up on the gas, but somebody gotta do it. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off, turn his TV off.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Calling all. Get ready for Pointside Pints. Join us on Saturday, June the 21st from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Nassau Cruise Port to sample beers from all around the world with live music and amazing Bahamian food. $10 general admission includes a free Pointside Pints beer mug, or take it up a notch and check out our exclusive VIP lounge. That's the Pointside Pints Beer Festival, June 21st at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss it. Visit Facebook or Instagram for details.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
All I ever wanted was a black Grand National. Being rational, giving what they asked for. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few better reach that, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough.
I get on their ass. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I made them mad. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I tell the G-Pad. Yeah, do it.
We survived outside, all from the meat. What? They like, what he on? This is the Alpha and Omega. Welcome home. This is not a song. This is a revelation. How to get a gone.
I need you a man, baby. I don't understand. I can, baby. Teach you something if you need correction. That's the plan, baby. Don't put your life in his weird hands, baby.
Wow. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few that are really stuck, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough.
I get on it.
Yeah,
somebody gotta do it.
I mean, we're back at you on the Monday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get down to Abaco, touch base with Roscoe Thompson. We're getting into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And I don't know if I could talk it, but I hear when new locations come in, I can stay quiet for now. But yeah, I hear big things popping. So big up to the John's crew. But yeah, let's get down to Abaco. Roscoe, what is happening, my brother?
Hey, Naughty, good afternoon, Bahamas. How's everybody?
First and foremost, how are you and yours?
Good, man. Can't complain. Had a good Father's Day yesterday.
That's good, man.
Good couple.
Yeah, man, I had an awesome day. MJ and the boys took good care of me. I love myself. They love me. It was all good.
That's good.
And my dad was barking orders, so it's still good to hear him at 93, you know, making noise. You know how Cap do. He ain't changed a bit, brother. So... basically, we haven't talked for a couple of weeks because obviously you had some meetings down there, and obviously you had the fires and so on and so forth. Lots to talk about to get caught up with Abaco. First and foremost, are we good fire-wise?
I mean, we had a couple this weekend in Central Pines.
But you got them under control for the most part, correct?
Yeah. It seems like they were intentionally set, but it's just really frustrating.
This stage of the game, is it safe for us to say that, or is it? You feel, in your opinion, that there's some sort of arson effect to these fires?
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking my opinion on it, and you know, when a fire starting at 11 o'clock at night, you know, by the teachers' salary union building, or workers, yeah, you know, yeah, and then you know, we had another one spring up on the opposite side of the road, and then you know, another one spring up on the opposite side of that. So it could have been embers, but it's so far away to see how it could jump, you know, not saying that it couldn't, but the guys had just left there 20 minutes before, and then boom, the fire phone rings. Hey, there's another fire.
Yeah. Something don't sit right with me on that.
Yeah.
I think it's too fast in such close proximity, you know?
Yeah, I mean, hey, it is. Thank God, you know, we have the support and the people to help, and, you know, we were able to get it under control and know how.
Heck, Albuco got the most fire trucks in the Bahamas. I mean, you're shook. Got the most in the nation.
Yeah, well, we do what we can, man. We don't, you know, as I say, we don't rely on government. I mean, we're for 6 years now, you know, from Dorian until now, the leaps and bounds that Albuco has made. You know, it's amazing, and I say this, I don't want to sound political, but we were in a boom right after the FNM in 2020, and it's just continued. I mean, this administration really hasn't done much for Albuco. You know, road here paved. Oh, we finally the hurricane shelter, and here's the thing. You know, there was vandalism in there. And how come they don't have security up there at the property? You know, that's the first, you know, here you got a $4 million building and there's no security there?
Wow.
You know, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Nor you got the Spring City laydown site still burning underground. How long are we going to deal with that? How long do the residents of Spring City... How much of that toxicity and smoke, you know, it's...
Well, that's what my next question was going to be. What are, like, the lingering effects? I mean, yeah, you're getting the fires controlled and you're putting them out, but there's still the during the fire smoke and then the post-fire smoke, the you post, know?
Yeah, you don't know what's happening. And to get an air quality test, you're looking at, you know, $30,000, $40,000 to get something initiated. You know, you can buy your own equipment, you know, or something like that. But it's not a cheap,
right.
It's not a cheap venture.
No, definitely not.
You know, I mean, they did it for Nassau, you know, for the dump there. But, I mean, it's just frustrating, Naughty. You know, and then, I mean, we haven't been on because of holidays. And then you had the special guests and I had a meeting before that. But, you know, you sit here and this government says.
That's Bear Roscoe.
And then, hold on, no, Naughty, I got to, because, you know, it's so frustrating. And then the next week, we owe creditors, we owe $400 million. There are companies in Albuco to this day that have not been paid from last budget year. We're talking about rental, we're talking about trash, we're talking about pushing dump sites. We're talking from the length and breadth of the north to the south. How could you sit here and say you balance the budget and you have a surplus? Me, we had a meeting with Clay Sweeten up in the thing, and that the first thing I asked him was about our debris site.
Correct. I was going to ask you, still there? I see him in the house bragging and pontificating and breaking down mathematics about bridges and $80 million contracts and nothing about the debris from left behind from the shantytowns.
And he was saying, well, you know, some things are done in one budget year, which I understand. Do not get me wrong. I understand the logic and his explanation. So I stood up and I said, well, with all due respect, sir, haven't y'all balanced the budget and have a surplus? You know, he says, you want to have a political debate? Yeah, let's have a political debate. I do not mind going at it. I don't. Don't sit here and
get answers, then let's bring it on, because we can't get answers any other way.
No, we can't even get the Minister of the Environment to give us an update on the diesel leaks or the barge or, you know.
And the barge is still there, correct?
Yeah. I mean.
And no closure to the diesel leaks. Nothing.
Nordy, you got a development going in at a very sensitive to our creek systems here in Abaco. They're trying to put a development in there. Where's the EIA certificate, environmental, you know, impact assessment? Where is DEPP on it? Where's DEP on it? Where is, you know, where are these agencies? How come when you bring this stuff to the attention of these ministers and to the government, it seems like it just gets pushed aside? It's ridiculous. You know, I don't understand where the transparency and the accountability, there is none.
So now that potential development now stands a risk to your creek system.
It is right next to one of our estuaries of the Bonefish up in the Snake Creek, Snake Key area, you know, which is a unbelievable, you know, tourist attraction for boats going up there, bone fishing, you know, but it's also a hatchery, a nursery, you know, it's an estuary. Some of the areas protected, you know, in some areas up there. It's mind boggling. So, you know, I know we jumped on a couple things, but my thing is there's that lack of accountability to the government, to the Bahamian people, that we continue to have the discussion week in and week out, you know, and it doesn't matter. It's just really frustrating to see this stuff continue and nobody is held accountable.
Okay, so let me go down the checklist real quick. No debris removal. The barge is still there. No closure on the diesel leaks. And we've been talking about them for a while, correct? Agreed?
Yeah.
Still a red tape for Abaconians doing business and so on and so forth. Now we look at the situation with the fires. You know, that you're facing potential arson or alleged arson. Now I hear more reports. What about the shelter? I heard reports that there was some vandalism to the shelter. Is that true?
Or inside. I heard they tried, you know, to light some insulation on fire. And, you know, of course, insulation could be fire retardant depending on which type you get. And they did some spray painting inside the building. That's what was reported. That's what I heard. I didn't get to see it firsthand.
Then I heard reports of a shooting where somebody had to be airlifted. Is that correct?
That did happen. Correct.
Now, any update on the victim? They succumbed to injuries, or are they in hospital?
I do not know the status on that. I do know that one of the people was shot, and then the ones that were running away from it got in an accident.
Oh, God. Speeding.
Yeah. So
quite the news front there. Now, the next question, Roscoe, and I've been inundated with it. I've sat down here, and folks are still asking me. I mean, I've had several texts already. I mean, it's recent, you know, well talked about proportions over here in New Providence. What is the situation with foreign nationals, especially undocumented foreign nationals? I mean, because we're hearing all kind of reports out here. Is Abaco outnumbered?
I would say it's getting there. There's a big contingency. I would probably say it's at a 60-40 split right now, Bahamian to, you know, Haitian nationals. I maybe 70-30, but it's a big. We don't have a true number of what's here. I mean, Nordy, when you think of what comes in on Bahamas Air every week from Haiti, how many of them go back? You know,
correct.
What's happening there? You know, you have these areas that built up on the south side that boats can pull up, you know, on the south side.
But I just saw a video this morning of the Defense Force intercepting a boatload of foreign nationals.
Yeah, so I mean, And listen, I have no problem with
and legal obviously, you know, undocumented at this
time. Yeah, I have no problem with legal immigration and, you know, if you're short-manned on something or you need a specialty or you can, I have no objection with you going about it legally, but the illegal and what's happening, I mean, listen, Nordy, I went up there 10 days ago on across from the Gaza up in the back there, and I was mind blown to see that they actually have nicer houses up there than what most Bahamians have in some areas. And I mean, they have their own wells dug, you know, they're getting beautiful fresh water, nothing wrong, but I'm just saying there's no regulation. There's nothing happening.
So no documentation from a
immigration
statistical standpoint for immigration, right. and for so on and so forth. Okay, let me get to this phone call, Roscoe, then I have another couple of,
Yeah, man, no worries.
All right, let's get to the call. Right. Talking here. Heads.
Hey, Naughty, hey, Roscoe, good afternoon to both.
Good afternoon.
You know, Roscoe, very disturbing here, and don't say that you don't see anything wrong. The whole scenario is wrong, okay? We have tolerated this nonsense for far too long. I don't care about the spanking homes that they would have built, the wells they would have dug, or whatever. The bottom line here is that they are in this country illegally, all right, and undocumented. Nobody knows who is who in this country. We have a crime spree right now, and all we hear are Bahamians getting blamed. How can we separate what is Bahamian, who are the true Bahamians, and who are the illegal migrants or the migrants in this country that have committed these things? You know, we have long asked for the abolition of the deed poll. That still, the government yet has to address that. It is a vexing problem where we have these persons coming into this country, claims that it is traditionally Bahamian. We don't know who they are. They have no true lineage to where our ancestors come from, per se. And yet, the Bahamian people, the indigenous ones, continue to get the bad reputation and the black eye from things that's happening here. And then to hear the nonsense this morning about, well, how do you know that it's them? Excuse me? Well, how do we know it's not them? You see, this thing is vexing. And to this current administration, 3 flights in from Haiti and no repatriations. No one is being sent back. We don't know who's back, going back on these flights. How long they're here in this country? Are they, look here, the myriad of questions that's on the horizon and that is here is just, as you said, mind-boggling. But you know what? The deafening silence kills you. This government is not apparent, is not being transparent, and is not being responsible for the Bahamian people and our way of life. And it's in my closing remark, you know, it is very vexing. It gets us very angry to see the inability or the lack of ability of a lot of these administrations that continue to allow this thing to perpetrate itself. And yet, silence happens to be the golden air that we get. I mean, it's just mind-boggling, man. Come on, let's fix it. You can't go over in their country and do it. So why are we allowing them to come to this country and do it? We got to fix this problem. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jeff. Good stuff as always. Wow. We got to get to a break, Mr. Producer. We got one more. Are we going to wait till the end? Go right to the end. We did the first one, correct? Okay, good, good. All right. Well, let me get to the text real quick. Roscoe, here's one for you. Caller, I see I got to you in a sec. Okay, here we go. Naughty, can you ask Roscoe to confirm if the shelter in Abaco is indeed insured to avoid another BAMSI situation? Another text regarding Abaco, 60-40 or 70-30. What kind of split is that? That's alarming. I say we get Kai Mills as Minister of Immigration now. God. Oh, God. Everybody got jokes today. Here's another one. Naughty, I raised that question about surveillance and security at the shelter in Abaco, given the fact that it's a $4.3 million venture. Why the lack of insight and duty of care to protect the taxpayers' money? Because it's not their own. If so, they wouldn't leave it unattended. Imbecility is the order of the day as it relates to this situation. I agree, Dexter.
Yeah.
They have a huge head start on us. This is just... Hi, Naughty and Roscoe, good afternoon. The reason the immigrants can afford to build better homes in the local Bahamians is simple. They don't have to buy the damn land. They have a huge head start on us. This is just sickening. They have a huge head start, and it's not fair.
And they're all valid points, and they're all very good points, because it is the truth. When I can go to somebody who owns land in the back there and lease an area of farmland for X amount of dollars a year, and then I could build a structure on it, and the government doesn't do anything about it, what can you do? Even from the local government standpoint, how many letters have to be written? You know, people say, I come on the radio and I complain all the time. No, I don't complain. I keep you informed of what has not happened and what is continuing to happen, not just here in Abaco, but throughout our family islands and our archipelago, what we call the Bahamas. Philip would rather go traveling than deal with what's going on in the Bahamas. He does not want to address the issues that are affecting this country. His budget debate, I guess the best was more fluff than anything else. What about our Lucaya? How many days has it been?
Today makes 32.
Okay. I mean, are the Bahamian people going to continue to fall for this bull that not just Philip, but Chester and all these? What about the parks and the Parks Committee in Nassau, $7 million over budget? How come that was not brought up by, was it Barnaby in the... in the House?
Yeah, Action Aaron, or what? Where did that $7 million go?
I'm just curious. They want, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying things didn't happen under the previous administration, but you're sitting here, knocking the previous administration, but it seems like you're riding their coattails because the economy was opening up. It's a help. It's mind-boggling. We have silver now that is canceled. That's a big hurt for airlift into Abaco. Where do we make that up now? How do you, that affects ticket prices, demand, with a carrier like that going out. I know it's not this government's fault, but it's in the States. But how do we now pick up that air travel or find somebody else that can offer that service in the Abaco, Grand Bahama, Nassau, wherever it may be? You lose an airline travel into the Bahamas. What ends up happening, Naughty? It affects the ticket price and the demand. Bahamas Air's gone up by $17. Might not be a big deal, but you start buying and tickets keep on going up. Two friends tried to get out on American last week, $1,200 a ticket.
What?
Yeah.
$1,200. And where were they going?
Miami.
From Abaco to Miami, $1,200?
Yeah, it was the last two tickets.
Stop it. That's crazy, though.
I mean, Naughty, the thing also, I'll use an example. We have a government complex here that was funded by NIB. From Dorian, they have not gone in there and properly redone the... So you have different agencies now that are moving out of the government complex and renting spaces and, in other areas, wherever it may be. If I was the government of the Bahamas, the first thing I would have done is fixed up the NIB building, ripped out all the sheetrock, redid it, and do that. Do you know how much more the taxpayers are now going to be paying for these private entities or our government entities going into private rental units?
Say that again, Roscoe. You broke up toward the end there.
Do you know what it is going to cost the Bahamian public for our government entities, when I say that, the government agencies having to now rent from the private sector?
Government agencies renting from the private sector. But now who are they renting from in the private sector?
Well, I'm not going to get there's numerous.
But I want to ask now because you know how grown.
Numerous agencies over here that are rented from private. At one time, one of the complexes was all government. Most of it was government, you know, agencies. That's why the building was built there for the government complex. But because of the mold inside the walls and not being addressed and dealt with, you offices are shutting down at 12 o'clock. So now they have to look for somewhere else to rent. How much is that? How much more added burden is that on the Bahamian people?
Let's check back to the text lines. Naughty, the 7 million rent to overpriced contracts to puppetize respected voting constituents. I see someone who does contracts bought $60,000 to $70,000 truck just from roadside contracts. I must be the dummy. I wonder when I see some of these contracts as to who or what's doing these jobs. Are they qualified? Do they have the right equipment? Do they have the right staffage? I'm looking at some of the drain cleaning operations, and I don't think it's the most sanitary thing. And a little face mask can't help. Shoveling out those drains, I don't think it's the most sanitary or effective way to do that. Is there not some sort of equipment that's pressurized out to pressure clean that out and get the place functioning?
You have to shovel the dirt out in the catch basin first that's there, and then you have to pump water in there and actually use a sub pump to pump out the rest of the dirt.
Okay, well, I don't see the part B and part C of that process there, Rocky.
Yeah.
No, I just see the one part. Clean out the drains, clone it down, and keep it moving. So,
yeah. It
makes me wonder. I'm just saying. I look to see a more professional operation when I see that, you know what I mean? Trucks with business on it and, you know what I mean? I'm not saying cut people out. Let people make how they're making what they're qualified to make. You understand what I'm saying? Stop handing out lucrative contracts to political cronies that can't get the job done. And then we got the verges and everything looking horrible.
Yeah. You know, or give local government an increase so we can clean our verges more than once a month, you know? I mean, hell, we haven't had an increase in, but, you know, and this was something I brought up to the minister. I said, he says, the PLP gave the local government a 10% increase 2 years ago. Yeah, you did, but we hadn't received an increase in 17 years, so that 10% was to cover VAT. Because now VAT is added on to all government contracts over here. So in actuality, local government didn't get an increase. We just broke even to get to, so we could pay VAT off of the contracts. You know, so I mean, we're Naughty, it's frustrating. And I walked out of that meeting so discouraged.
I can imagine, Roscoe. But, I mean, you can't get discouraged. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep chopping. The tree eventually will fall.
I keep doing it, you know, making people aware of what's going on over here, what's not just here, but throughout the archipelago of the Bahamas. Oh, and that's the thing that we have to continue to remind the Bahamian public. I mean, the first thing that anybody should ask any government that is seeking to run in 2026, what is your stance on the Freedom of Information Act? That is the first question that should come out of any Bahamian's mouth. Because that's where it starts. If we don't have anything like that, you know, how's local government get an increase in budget if the Office of the Prime Minister gets an extra $10 million for traveling, you know, that is not needed, or X, Y, and Z is getting this contract, or 73 no bid contracts go out, you know, that they don't even have to go on the portal. How can you sit there and account to the Bahamian public and the taxpayers' money where this money is going? You can't.
Let's get another couple texts in before we get out of here. Naughty, good afternoon to you and your guests. So I am supposed to believe that no drugs and guns are being smuggled into these illegal shanty towns. Naughty, please ask Roscoe if these homes built have work permits. Well, the homeowners or whoever built the homes have work permits, I guess.
Some of them are Bahamians that are here of, you know, that have been here long enough and been nationalized, and they're actually have naturalization in their Bahamians. Are there drugs and guns coming through there? That's a question I can't. But if I was a common sense thinking person, I would think, yeah, that is where a lot of illegal activity does happen, because the police do not go down there. Immigration does not go down there unless it's a raid, you know, so you know that. The roads are too bad. They're out of mind. They're out of sight.
Naughty, I'm ready to march to find out why the seawall by Ghost Lil Ben still ain't finished yet. It's an eyesore. I wonder if someone is getting paid for that on an ongoing basis. Yes, it is an eyesore. I think it's like 8 or 9 months now. It is horrible. It serves no purpose right now. I mean, that wall should have been finished. The way they have it constructed is horrible. Like the text said, it is an eyesore. It's deplorable. It's on Ghost Lil Ben, one of the most traversed pieces of roadway in the country, especially with tourists going to the airport, coming from the airport and in between. And we can't get it fixed. And I need to know who's getting paid for that. And again, which company got it? Is it somebody who specializes in repairing seawalls? Or it was just another cronyism handout, crony contract, cronyism at its finest with this administration.
Your guess is good as mine, but why start construction on something? They probably got a mobilization and that was it, and they did what they wanted, and boom, wait till they do something else to get some more money. But again, here we have a budget, a balanced budget and a surplus.
Surplus where?
I'm being sarcastic.
Me too, and I see a lot of surplus. I like potholes.
Go and look at the budget for Abaco. What do they have budgeted in here for Abaco for this year? A road or two. You got BPL over here that is down to two generators. We had 412 megawatt generators. One is completely shot. BPL might get mad at me for talking their business. One is completely shot. One, they are using the parts off to keep the other two up and running. What is going on?
I don't know, man. And we can't get any answers, and that's the problem.
And I don't knock the linesmen and the ground crew and the ones that are dealing with that. This goes to the Minister of Energy. What's her name? Duck me, Beth Davis?
Fuck
everything.
I didn't hear what you said. You broke up again, but it sounded like it had potential to be funny. So what'd you say?
I said, is it Duck Me Davis?
Yeah.
You know?
Duck him.
Duck him. There's no accountability. There's no transparency. You know, but then you want to sell off BPL to another company, you know, and let them do what are they buying? The infrastructure? You know, it's just like the Nassau people, because you don't have the generation that we did at one point. How do you let two generators go down and not repair them?
Let me get to the text lines and then to the call. I don't know how you let not one but two go down. If one goes down, you need to keep the one that's running up and work on the repair or get a replacement, right?
You would think that's common sense.
Wow, Naughty, it's depressing to hear the police or immigration doesn't perform periodic checks other than raids in the shanty towns. These immigrants get treated like Lifetkey in Albany while police are always in the inner city harassing Bahamians. This cannot be a real place. Naughty, ask your guest if the Dorian Trailers is where the young girl was raped in Abaco, where a neighbor commented that traffic in the back there in the wee hours of the night morning is like a super highway. If that is no security issue in crisis.
I can't comment on that because I don't know that when that happened, but there is a lot of foot traffic up in the back of that area where the trailers are.
Good afternoon, Norty. Please ask your guest, what have this PRP government done in Abaco that you can see, touch, and feel in the past 3.5 years?
The only thing I could say that they've actually done is paved Pelican Shore roads and the finished off the hurricane shelter. What else have they? They did a couple things in Moores Island with the seawall and the new dock down there. But in regards to anything out the crossing, but any major infrastructure overhaul, not much. Murphy Dundastown, Marsh Harbor, from north to south, is in bad shape road wise.
Wow. That's like one step forward, two steps back, you know?
Big time. Big time.
Let's get these calls in. Talking heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
Right here, boy. Last time you hollered me rough, but everything cool.
What you mean I hollered you rough?
Yeah, before I get to say what I want to say, I get cut.
Because you're at the end right now. Like, I got 3 minutes to work with, so you got to make it quick. I'm personally, but you got to talk a little quick for me.
Well, anyhow, let me say this. Let me say, address with what Ms. Roscoe was saying. A native Bahamian is a native Bahamian. A Haitian, I say it's Haitian or whoever, they get my passport, they are not no real Bahamian. Now, this is a serious problem we have. You're trying to convert an immigrant to a Bahamian, that don't work. They can cater to their people. And that's one of the big, solid, that's a big problem there in Abaco. Hello?
Yeah, we listening. I let you finish.
Yeah, you see? If you can't let the fella come here, and I always use this scenario. You have a foul snake, and the foul snake go to Timbuktu, it's still a foul snake. You can't change it. And immigrant come here, I'll be giving my passport and say, oh, you was a Bahamian. No, brother. That's still as a Haitian descent or Jamaican descent or wherever they from. And that's one of the biggest problems. It's all like they have there in Abaco. National life. No, man, you is what you is. You is what you is. What your DNA is, that's what you is. And tell me, it's going to be a big problem and mess up losing this country. Thank you.
All right, my brother. Let's get to the next one. Talking heads. Talking heads. All right, you got to call us back. Roscoe, it's about that time. I appreciate you chiming in, being so kind this week, getting us all caught up. I wish it was more better news than bad news, but hey, at least it is news, and we know what's going on, because obviously we rely on you to let us know what's going on in Abaco, because we can't get a straight answer anywhere else.
It's difficult even for me, because you can't get a straight answer from any of your government officials. You know, it's like they don't want to step on nobody's toes. It's I'm like, wow, you know.
All right, man. Well, we'll do it again next Monday, man. I want you to enjoy the rest of the week in Abaco, man. Hopefully no fires. Hopefully the barge will move. Hopefully
no,
the debris will move.
I have the honor of coming into Nassau on Thursday to represent our team here in Abaco with Dart. So I'll be in Nassau on Thursday.
Make sure I get at me, man. We'll get together.
All right, my brother. You be safe.
Be
and
safe,
thank
man.
You, Bahamas. Y'all have a good afternoon.
We'll talk soon. Appreciate your contributions, Roscoe. All right, we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We'll get into the news in the 5 o'clock hour. And then, of course, right after the news, we'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building, so keep it right where you got it. The Monday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Somebody gotta do it. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off.
Crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's time for my new Island Game. And today is Monday. I have a three-ball special. The 6-7-1-6-7-1. The three-ball for Monday. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
For fast reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
There's a new Duracell battery with a great new look, and now formulated to last even longer. So now you can think even less about batteries, and so can Duracell Bunny. Duracell, lasts longer, much longer. Duracell distributed by Ace Age Pritchard Limited. Duracell wants to assure the Bahamas that we are here with you during these challenging times, and you can trust us with all your household and portable power needs.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new Jalapeno Fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet, that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new Jalapeno Fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio.
Naughty FM.
All I ever wanted was a black Grand National. Being rational, giving what they asked for. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few better reach that, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get
on the air. Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Duracell, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffalo World, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Pindertal, Printmasters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
I need you a man, baby, I don't understand, baby. Pay your bill and make you feel protected like I can, baby. Teach you something if you need correction, that's the plan, baby. Don't put your life in these weird hands, baby.
It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few that are really stuck, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough.
I get on that. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I made him mad. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I tell the G-Pad. Yeah, watch it do it.
Huh. We survived outside, all from the music. What? Hey, turn this TV off. Ain't with my type activities, then don't you get involved. Hey, what? How many seeing? Send them all. Take a risk or take a trip. You know I'm tripping for my dog. Who you with? Couple sergeants and lieutenants for the get back. This revolution been televised. I fell through with the knickknacks. Hey, young, get your chili up. Yeah, I meant that. Hey, blackout if they act out. Yeah, I did that. Hey, what's up, though? I hate a that's hating on. They both. I hate a hating on. And they both broke. If you ain't coming for no chili, what you come for?
Web, I gotcha. On the Monday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads and your company, right up until 6 p.m. And Pretty will be zooming in short order. So, Mr. Producer, look out for Pretty. He should be zooming in short order. So once Pretty zooms in, we'll chop it up with Pretty. But like I said, I got a little FYI for you before we proceed into the 5 o'clock hour. Still got all your favorites coming up today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We'll check the home court, brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And then, of course, you know, toward the bottom of the hour, I got your pro picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we'll chop it up in between there. And lots to talk about, too, sports-wise, locally and internationally. So we'll get there in short order. But I do have to give a little FYI. This is a public traffic advisory notice, temporary road closure to traffic. The general public is advised that on Monday, the 16th of June, 2025, starting at 9 p.m., BTL will be transporting an engine via a trailer convoy from Arawaki Port. Sorry, well, it's a typo. It's BPL will be transporting an engine via a trailer convoy from Arawaki Port to the BPL Clifton Pier site. The estimated time for the convoy to depart Arawak Key Port to Clifton Pier is approximately 4 hours. Once again, the general public is advised that on Monday, the 16th of June, 2025, starting at 9 p.m., BPL will be transporting an engine via a trailer convoy from Arawak Key Port to the BPL Clifton Pier site. The estimated time for the convoy to depart Arawak Key Port to Clifton Pier is approximately 4 hours. Motorists are advised to avoid the routes for brief periods of time, and the following routes are: West Bay Street between Fish Fry and Saunders Beach Roundabout, estimated delay time 14 minutes, or travel time 14 minutes. New Providence Highway between Saunders Beach Roundabout and the Six Leg Roundabout at University Drive, 15 minutes. John F. Kennedy Drive from the Six Leg Roundabout at University Drive to Gladstone Road Roundabout, estimated time 19 minutes. John F. Kennedy Drive from Gladstone Road Roundabout to Blake Road Roundabout, estimated 45 minutes. John F. Kennedy Drive from Blake Road Roundabout to Airport Roundabout, estimated 8 minutes. Windsor Field Road from the Airport Road Roundabout to Old Fort Bay Roundabout, estimated 30 minutes. Weston Road from Old Fort Bay Roundabout to Serenity Drive and Nelson Road, estimated 27 minutes. Weston Road from Nelson Road to Clifton Pier, estimated 39 minutes. Motorists are being urged to plan ahead and use alternate routes. BPL apologizes for any inconvenience and asks the public to be cautious and exercise patience during this endeavor. All right, we got Pearly in. What's going on, Pearly Simo?
4 hours, wow. I might as well just go to Miami and drive to Orlando.
Well, how are you, Mr. Brightside?
I am good. I mean, I had a good weekend. You know, it's good to see the Yankees get sweep. Oh, we're not talking about... Yeah, we're talking sports, and it's good to see the Dodgers take two out of three from the Padres and then from the Giants, and the Padres coming in town to get sweep this week.
How you know that, Pearly?
I feel good.
You feel good, but I mean, you know, there's no guarantee. Do you have a crystal ball?
I'm not good in baseball. There's no guarantee, but you could be confident.
Yeah, you could be that guy until you eat it at the end of the year, and then it's a different story. Yeah.
But let me tell you what I'm extra confident, super excited about.
And Pearly, just so you know, brother, y'all are 43-29, 597 winning percentage. The Yankees, just so you know, despite everything, 42-28, 600 winning percentage. I'm letting you know.
Wait, hold on, Marty, slow down. Slow your roll.
Yankees are 42-28
means you played 70 games.
Correct.
70 games you played, right?
And 43-29.
That means we played 72 games. Am I correct? I mean, if do the math.
Correct.
So we got two more games.
But if the season were to end today, we would have a better record. We'd have a better winning percentage.
But if the season would end today, this record go out the window, no matter, because you would play us if you make it to the World Series.
Just one step at a time, buddy. One step at a time.
And then after I see what Boston did to y'all this week, no faith in y'all right now.
Come on, Pearly. When you know Boston could be the cellar dwellers and they beat up on the Yankees and vice versa. That's just how that series goes. That's why you got to watch out for San Diego.
They're in the runnings, and then they go ahead and trade Devers, however you pronounce his name.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're in the running anymore. They're 6.5 back, but... They were 8-2 in their last 10. So you can't say they're not...
Half a game under the wild card.
That is true. That's very true. So I don't know what's going on there.
Back to what I'm excited about.
The Royals are 11.5 back, man. If they keep dropping behind the Tigers, maybe Burbick ends up as a Yankee. I don't know.
But the Royals can clean out soon. Next month.
You think so, eh?
Yeah. Royals can trade, and don't be surprised if the Pirates trade Skeens.
Yeah, I've been hearing rumblings of that. Right now, we need to get into Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And a lot of things happened on this day, Pearly, June 16th. And on this day in sports history, 1883, the New York Giants baseball team admitted all ladies for free to the ballpark. It was the first Ladies' Day game in the history of Major League Baseball. 1938, Jimmy Fox of the Boston Red Sox set a Major League record when he was walked 6 times in one game. 1951, Ben Hogan won the U.S. Open for the second straight year. 1969, U.S. President Nixon sent a telegram to Reggie Jackson thanking him for hitting two home runs while he was in the park on June 11th. 1970, Brian Piccolo of the Chicago Bears died of cancer. Obviously, that movie, Brian's Song, was made pertaining to his life and the friendship he shared with Gale Sayers. If you ever saw that movie, very touching movie. 1975, the Milwaukee Bucks traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Los Angeles Lakers, and the rest is history.
I remember that series.
1981.
What year that was?
1975.
Yeah. Then a couple years later, Bill Walton embarrassed him in the playoffs.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
When he was with whom? The Portland Trailblazers?
Yeah.
Bill embarrassed everybody that year in 77.
He sure did.
But it was a kid who went to college in Minnesota who was on the bench and inspired that team for the big win. You know who that is, right?
I wonder who that kid was.
Michael Sweet Bells Thompson, the first round pick.
I know, he ended up being a Laker.
Correct, and won more rings with the Lakers.
Yeah.
See how it all comes full circle?
Yep.
1981, the Chicago Tribune purchased the Chicago Cubs baseball team from the P.K. Wrigley Chewing Gum Company for $20.5 million. That's back in the day when Ryan Sandberg was playing second base for them.
You change that 20, put the dot between the 2 and the 0, and change that M to a B, and that's what you probably could get it for now.
Willie Banks broke the world record for the triple jump with a leap of 58 feet, 11 and a half inches in the USA Championships in Indianapolis, Indiana. 1991, Otis Nixon of the Montreal Expos broke a major league record with 6 stolen bases in one game. Boy, Otis Nixon could have teed up a base play. Wherever he played, he was could teed up base.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to get on. You don't know how he got on. And he'd steal bases. And he'd score runs.
He was very patient at the plate. He was very patient at the plate.
Yep. Decent outfielder as well, too.
Yeah.
1993, Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls scored 55 points in an NBA Finals game against the Phoenix Suns. Jordan became the first player to score 50 points in a Finals game since Jerry West in 1969. 1996, in Lusaka, Zambia, fans stampeded the field at the World Cup match between Zambia and Sudan. 9 people were killed and 78 were injured. 2005, the NHL Board of Governors approved the sale of the Disney-owned Mighty Ducks of Anaheim to Henry and Susan Samueli. And your sports quote of the day: I know that I'm never as good or as bad as a single performance. I've never believed my critics or my worshippers, and I've always been able to leave the game at the arena. Charles Barkley. But you couldn't leave the buffet table at the arena.
Or the crops table.
Wow. All right, Pearly. So let's get into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about the King Crunch over there at Burger King. It's a brand new menu item. Be sure to check them out. Chicken and beef, all right? You got the pepper jack cheese. You got the crispy onions. You got the pickles. Man, fresh lettuce. All that good stuff going on. Be sure to check them out, man. All right? And that's a double stack patty over there on the beef side. And the chicken is off the chain as well, too. Got that secret sauce as well. You definitely want to check it out. Available for you at your favorite Burger King now. Check them out today. All right. Let's have a gander at the local scene. And Charlton finishes fourth in the 100 meters. Bahamian ends NCAA championships with a fourth and a fifth. This is Anthea Charlton. And she finished fourth in the women's 100 meters at the 2025 NCAA Division I Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Haywood Field in Eugene, Oregon.
I mean, it's wonderful to see that family. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, that's Devin Charlton's baby sister, soccer. But the good thing about it is her dad was a great hurdler back in his day. So it's really good to see how the genes carry forward. And he's you see him, David and Laura, they're probably the proudest parents in track and field ever. You know, they don't miss a meet.
They got their own little version of Serena and Venus going on.
Yeah. So I'm very proud. I'm proud of Devin, of course, and very proud of Anthea. And, you know, and I look good, looking for great things to happen out of her. She's starting to build her timing and everything, and is moving right. Hopefully, she'll be on the World Track and Field Championship team and bring a medal home for the Bahamas. That'll be something, eh?
There you go.
And Devin go there and they both bring medals. It's just, that'll be, I don't think that's ever happened.
It could happen.
But it'll be, I mean, ever happen in terms of the Bahamas, right? I'm looking forward to that, and I'm pulling hard for them to do that, you know?
Got golf news. The Bahama Golf Invitational raises $275,000. Story by Tanaj Sweden. All right, read more there. And TurnQuest wins.
I thought they were trying to get 350, but I mean, that's still great anyway.
TurnQuest wins 8-ball singles in Orlando. Story by Sheldon Longley. Couple of years after winning the 9-ball singles category at the 21 West Coast Challenge Florida Pool Tournament in Orlando, Florida, Bahamian Dakari TurnQuest came back. TurnQuest, who hails from Deadman's Key, Long Island, defeated American Chris Gentile in the championships 5-1 on Thursday, winning in his second West Coast Challenge title in 3 years. Good stuff right there.
I heard about him. I was visiting some friends from Long Island, and we were talking about how at the other place that I used to sponsor pool tournaments, and you know, had and did a national pool championship and brought shooters from all over the Bahamas. And then how old the kid is?
Young, 21.
Yeah, he's telling me about this kid in Long Island who's, like, sensational. You know, and he's been sensational for me. He's about 16 years old. So, you know, proud of him. Well, way to represent the 242 and way to represent Long Island.
Yes, indeed. All right, that's a wrap on the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Let's get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros.
Oh, this is the part I'm excited about, Naughty. I'm excited about who's in.
Who's in?
For the first time since August of 2023, and who will make his pitching debut with his Los Angeles Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani will take the mound tonight.
Watch them hit him all over the park, buddy. Watch him give up a 9
runs. Guess what? Even if they do that, I'm good with that because this is his first game in 2 years, almost 2 years, and he's right now, he is like gravy for us because he don't have to give us 6-7 innings because you know we don't expect that. He doesn't eat up the pitching numbers because we still get 13 pitches plus him make 14 pitches without, you know, he's beating the system in terms of being the DH and who can pitch. So I'm excited about it, and I wouldn't be surprised if he pitches a great game tonight because he's been looking really good in live batting practice and all.
I don't know if this was planned or not, Pearly, but on the same day that Ohtani makes his debut, the interpreter for Ohtani, Ippi Misuhara, is in federal prison in Pennsylvania.
Well.
He went in today.
Play it, puppy, you'll get licking your mouth.
There you go. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break now. When we jump back in, we'll talk more about Ohtani making his debut. Talk about my Yankees losing 3 straight. Talk about the NBA Finals. Got Game 5 tonight. And some NFL offseason news as well. And, of course, you know, we'll be talking that and more as the Monday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Turn his TV off. Ain't no other king in his rap thing, next siblings. Nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. I'm in a city with a flag be getting thrown like it was pass interference. Padlock around the building. Crash pulling up in unmarked truck just to play freeze tag. With a pick like it was sea bass. So when I made it out, I made about 50K from a show. Trying to show the ropes before they hung my rope.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Crunch your hunger craving for the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Hey. Hey. Master!
But somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas. But somebody gotta do it. Turn this TV off. Turn this TV off. Turn this TV off. Turn this TV off. Turn this TV off, turn this TV off, turn this TV off, turn this TV off. Ain't no other king in this rap thing, they siblings. Nothing but my children, one shot, they disappearing. I'm in a city with a flag be getting thrown like it was pass interference. Padlock around the building, crash pulling up in unmarked truck just to play freeze tag. With a pick like it was sea bass.
We're back at you on the Monday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads. And Pearly, bear with me because we've been joined, you know, he's graced us with his presence. And you know, sports editor of The Guardian, my good friend, Mr. Sheldon Longley, fellow Yankee. You should have been here a little earlier when he was giving us the business on his Dodgers winning and we getting swept by the Red Sox. But at the end of the day,
Yankees getting beat up on, but that's all right.
We could revisit that.
We could revisit that. The last I checked, we was in first place with a better winning percentage. You know what I mean?
And still are, I think.
Correct.
But if the season ends today, you still will have the playoffs and make it through, no matter where your record is at that time.
And Ohtani is let's give him a big, you know,
Big G is back tonight too.
Mm-hmm. Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, Stanton. I want to tell you that he's back tonight. Yeah.
But real quick, two things I want to talk to you about. I think Jazz has been very impressive in his return back to the lineup.
Mm-hmm. He started off well. He kind of cooled down a little bit now. Come back a little bit down to earth now. But he started off very hot. I think he had two home runs in his first three games.
Where's the average though?
The average is about 213, I think. Somewhere
around
there. But it's still an improvement from
8 for 16 at one point, you know, when he came back.
When he came back, he was like at 162. So it's still like about a 50-point improvement.
The batting average in the major league has gone completely out the window. When you and I grew up, 300 hitters, I mean, it was a thing to be a 300 hitter.
And it was so common.
And you had a bunch in National League and American League. And now?
You had a bunch of them. But it goes to show that pitching's got better, too.
Pitching's got better. And I think it's more emphasis on the long ball and then, you know, and the double rather than the single and, you know, other ways to get on base.
Another thing I look at, the batting average don't mean nothing. I look at what you batted in the last 5 to 10 games is what really counts right now. Because you have some fellas who, like, I give an example, Freddie Freeman, still leading the league in the batting average, but Freddie's been on in the last 8-9 games hasn't hit a home run.
Yeah, but I was his average in the last 8-9 games?
And Max Muncy started up, well, better this, Andy Pius, my Cuban sensation, started over the 159 batting average, and now he's batting, his batting average is 2-something, but he's batting well over 300 over in the last month.
Yeah, he's been hot recently.
Yeah, and he's been hot. So, you know, I don't too much worry about, I'm more getting into the analytics and looking at what
but it goes to show what a remarkable season judges are doing, do it.
The Judge is having a super season.
Last 12 and still batting 380.
Correct. Yeah.
You know,
and he's doing crazy. Everything. So Judge right now is a hands down American League MVP. Yeah, you know,
no doubt about that.
But I think
he's in trouble because he's really been carrying the team. But
he was struggling over the weekend. You know, he went 1-for-12.
Yeah. And you see it happen, you guess me.
Yeah, but you've had some other guys step up big too, Pearly. You know, you got what
you
I call
stepped up here and there, but consistently.
Every day you got somebody stepping up. Some days it's Jazz, sometimes it's Wells, sometimes it's Goldschmidt,
I'm not knocking that, and you're right. You have that, but
sometimes it's Ben
consistently,
Rice.
Consistently has been Judge almost every night, in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bellinger.
We had different players get hot at different points of the season. At one point, Bellinger was hot. At one point, Grisham was hot. You know, Rice.
And now we get them all hot at the same time again. Mm-hmm. That counts. I preferably want them all hot at the same time in October.
My main thing is, I don't know how they can find playing time for that outfield. Because with Stanton coming back.
Uh-huh. Right? Somebody got to start DHing.
Exactly. He's not going to be DHing all the time.
No, we'll see. He's going to get creative.
But he's your primary DH, though, so he's going to DH far more than everybody else.
Yeah, but then what do you do with a guy like Rice who's been hot at some point? What do you do with a guy like Dominguez who has been hot at some point? You know, those fellas, they can need some playing time.
Yeah, and then you'll find time. Some of them bat better against left-handed. Some of them bat better right-handed. You know, so you're going to do that. Stanton has to work his way in, so I don't think he'd be every day.
He might be the every day DH, though. Every day DH.
Could be, but you do that, and you play them. And by October, you can decide who's going to have the bulk of the plate. Or by September, I should say. And you'll see it all even out by September. They know who they want there. They know exactly who they want there.
That's a good problem to have. So,
yeah. We got a great list. I think we got the best problem. We got 14 pitchers on the IL. 5 of them are starting. The only regular starters is Yamamoto and Kershaw. And we still in first place. For you to brag and say you got a better first place record than us. But what Dave Roberts has done with no better triple-A pitching staff, I thought it was phenomenal.
But you can say the same thing for us. We have our two best pitchers for the whole season, you know, and Hill and Cole.
Two pitchers, we got 14 who would be on
that roster.
Most of them would be on that roster.
Only five, according to them, 5 are starters. But listen, we could go back and forth about this all day. We got plenty of time to have these conversations between now and October if both of our teams do what they're supposed to do and get where they're supposed to be. But Sheldon came in here and had to get the record straight. You know, I called Mr. Turnquest. I sent Mr. Turnquest out of Long Island, the pool, you know, prodigy and double champion, 9-ball champion and 8-ball champion in that big West Coast Florida, that tournament in the actual West Coast Challenge Florida pool tournament in Orlando. Mm-hmm. It was the 21st edition of that. He's won previously at the 9-ball. Now he's won at the 8-ball. Happens to be Sheldon's cousin, right?
Nephew.
So the phone rang. They talking about your nephew. And I said, hey, he was 21. He's only 18. So I don't know if that was Mummy or Arnie or Gotti or Grammy or whoever called. Y'all could just Musa. He's 18, and we're proud of him.
That was a loyal listener. That's Grammy. She's listening to you every day.
Love her. All right. Hey, Grammy, what's happening? Now I see where you get your sports sense from. You know, Lakers and Yankees. Grammy, you dropping one his head for the Dolphins, eh?
Celtics and Yankees.
Yeah, that's right. I try and still get you to the Lakers.
We'll work on that. But when you said 21, I was like, hold on, Mr. Wells told me that this kid was 17, soon to be 18. But I said, maybe he was a little off, but he was right.
He's only 18. He won his first title at the World Junior title at 16 years old.
I saw what you tried to do right there, Pearly.
And he also won the 9-ball in the West Coast Challenge 2 years ago. He was 16 then, too.
Right. I remember the 9-ball challenge. Because, a lot of you people using the word like prodigy. Is he really that good in person?
He's that good. When you look at our pool shooters 18 and under, you know, it was just him and one other guy, I think they were telling me about, who always going back and forth. And that's like an entire U.S. Right? I can't remember his name right now. His name was mentioned in the papers this morning. I think it's Connor McFadden, yeah, that's it. And it's just them two. When you look at 18 and under, all the other guys they're playing with are like men. They're playing against men. You know, so for them to be doing this good against grown men,
yeah,
you know, goes
and there's show. A lot of opportunities. If he gets on the tour over there, he could make a lot of money. Yeah.
He can. He can. He's still in school. He's still in
there's
the freshman year at Drake.
At Drake?
Yeah, he goes to Drake University.
That's an excellent school, okay. Man.
Mm-hmm.
And where did he go to high school? In Long Island?
You went to Dead Mosquito High.
Good stuff, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
MGM major, right? Yeah, so.
Yeah, MGM major. Well,
he just finished his freshman year in college.
Yeah. MGM majors in the South.
Yeah, that's in Dedmonski.
Yeah, but at 22, you come out with a college degree and a potential pro billiards contract dangling in your face. You got options.
That's attractive, you know. And like I said, he just finished his freshman year in college. So he had 3 more years to go, and then it's on to the pro ranks. You know what I mean? And given the NIL system in school now, you might even desire to go pro before you graduate.
Correct.
So, yeah. But if you look at him at 17, 18... See, pool is a game, is a nerves game too, you know. You got to have a good head and hold that. And he's holding that at that age. Imagine when he gets to the age when fellas really excel in pool, which is at 40 and stuff like that, he's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, he just got to keep working at his game, man, and keep getting better.
Yeah.
You know, but at his progression, yeah, he could be top of the world in no time.
Let's get this call in real quick. Talking heads.
Yeah, no, April Sheldon.
Hey, what's going on, Muscle?
Yeah, man. I game with the Panthers tonight, and you know I feel with Florida. But Pearly, when you wrong, like you say, you Smith, when you wrong, but the boy was tired in that game 3. But you smart coaching. You see what your boy do? Your boy bench him the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's why SGA had that energy to close out that game, the comeback from down 10 at the end of the third quarter. But OKC and Indiana, none of them never ain't lose 2 games back to back in the whole playoffs. So
because
OKC 6-0. So, but even if OKC wins this one tonight, even if they go up 3-2, boy, I doubt Indiana gonna lose 3 games in a row. But you and Mystic could be right. But this might go to 7. This could go to
but
7.
I doubt OKC will lose 2 in a row, but I think Indiana got its 1 win in India in OKC.
Game 3, yeah, that's the first game 3 they win in the whole in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't see them beating them in OKC again. So I'm not saying that OKC can beat them in Indiana. I don't know. But if they have to go 7, I can put my money on OKC.
It goes 7, I got to put my money on OKC as well, too. But I don't know.
Yeah, because they got 2 of the last 3 in OKC, and then they got the 6th man on their side. They got the fans.
Correct.
They got the fans on their side for them 2 games. I say they'll pull it off tonight. I can't with them tonight, but I don't for that game 6. But I don't if them they could win on the road, get the championship on the road in India. I think Indiana will allow that because they ain't going to lose 3 in a row. Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
Depends
let me
know
what
else
right. We can see what happens. We can talk tomorrow.
All right, Poppy, take time.
But this series has been so bipolar back and forth. I wouldn't be surprised if Indiana wins tonight.
Yeah, neither would I. You know, I mean, no one advantages in what it used to be in the NBA.
I don't see it. My word, I said the winner game 4 is going to be the NBA champion, and I think OKC is going to win it tonight and probably close it out in 7. I did say 5, no more than 6, and I could still be right if they could go in Indiana and win.
I think with the advent of the 3-point shot and stretch court now and stretch fives, I should say, home court advantage isn't what it used to be. You just got to come in any night and get hot and hit your shots.
Yeah.
You get on, you're on.
You got to get hot. And see, a lot of teams rely on that 3-point play, and OKC has an excellent mid-range game, which is key as well.
Well, they got an excellent mid-range player.
Alexander, but I'll be honest with you, that mid-range game to him is very Kobe. Like, a lot of them up and under moves and post-up moves he got. Kobe had an influence on him for sure. But for the same time, Halliburton, he's like Reggie Miller on steroids. Because he'll back up, he'll have a layup and dribble all the way back out to the top of the key and drain the 3.
Yeah.
And he's fearless. I mean, he'll shoot the shot.
He could hit it. But
his legs look like they're getting a little heavy, though.
He's still scoring a lot of points for him.
Just got to hold on for 3 more games, eh?
I think if Indiana's to win this, Siakam has to emerge in one of these last 3 games and just take one on his shoulders himself and lead the way. Pull a page out of his experience from winning one with the Toronto Raptors and put the team on his shoulders and say, look, this is the way to get there, fellas. Just follow me. Let's go.
Tonight is for him to
That fella with the lighter hue, who's a Kobe disciple, has been putting some sticks to him.
Oh, you mean Nimbot?
No, Nimbot. Caruso.
Oh, Caruso. Well, the thing about it, if the Pacers could win this series, I don't think they're going to win in 7 either. So he would have to win tonight, you know, and close it on Indiana. Because to win game 7 in OKC, I don't know.
Yeah, you know. I have to agree with you.
I had picked OKC in 7. I picked them in 7 from the beginning of the series, but...
I'm looking at it tonight. The Pacers are plus 9.5 and they're over in the game.
Don't sleep on them. They could win tonight.
I'm going to take the Pacers in the 9.5. We're getting ready to get into our pro picks right now, Pearly, because we got to get to the break in short order. And then Rich Eisen is taking us... Not Rich Eisen. First Take is taking us home today. Sam Atcher and the gang. Interesting landing spots for Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah.
Good topic of conversation. The Heat, the Spurs, and the Rockets.
Mm.
Yeah. Boy, if he ends up in the Spurs with Wemby.
But the key to that is if the Spurs are willing to give up their number 2 pick.
That's the ticket right there. Mm. They give up the number 2 pick, then boom, no shot at VJ Ekstrom.
But they already said they're not giving it up, and I wouldn't give it up if I was them.
No, I would love for the Spurs to take VJ Ekstrom, and it'd be crazy in my household, though. My wife being a huge VJ Spurs VJ's fan.
Number 3 or 4. VJ's not going to get
3 or 4 for VJ.
I'm thinking the Sixers at number 3. I think they don't get off. I think if they if he's there, the they
last week.
He would nab him.
He would go twice for the Sixers, so I could definitely see the Sixers taking number 3.
And I think he got potential rookie of the year written all over him as well, too, if he goes to the Sixers. I think he'd have an opportunity to play. Mm-hmm. Now, if Maxie's still there, I don't know how many basketballs would be around to shoot. But if VJ goes, he's a plug-and-play. Who do they have at the 2-guard right now?
By anyone else.
Nobody.
Paul George.
And we all know he's a $49 million. They trying to get rid of him. They talking, what's that you do in the NBA with them balloon contracts? When you stretch it over a certain amount of years? Yeah. What do they call it? A stretch?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the Sixers are matriculating more into Tyrese team as opposed to Embiid. So,
and he might even be another one out the door in Philadelphia as well, too.
Yes, I can see VJ Shannon.
Can't stay healthy. I don't know what they're keeping him for.
All right, so we look at the game tonight. I'm taking the Pacers plus the 9.5, and I think it goes over to 224.5.
You know what? I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to be, and probably be the lone wolf in this. I'm going to take the OKC.
No, I'm taking the Pacers with the points. It's not going to be that high. I can see.
I'm going to take. I don't know why, but 224, and I'm going to take it.
But I don't see OKC being the main one 9 points.
No, I think points going to score in this game, but I think it's going to be a close game.
The good thing about it is, if the good Lord is willing, we'll be able to talk about this tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Yes, we shall. All right, man, Sheldon, I appreciate you stopping by and glad to get us caught up on your nephew as well, too. Drake University freshman, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Doing big things.
Excited about him.
Trying to
give the family, tell the family, give him our best.
Will do. And I'll tell her, well, I don't have to tell her. She'll keep listening to you guys every day. She always talking about her naughty and Pearly.
There you go, man. Shout out to Granny, man.
We'll be pulling for him hard and tell him that the Talking Heads crew really pulling for him, and we want him to do well.
Yes, indeed, we'll do. I'll relay the message.
All right. I'm going to give another message since you say she listened and I need you no more.
Oh, that's true. She right there. He's probably there listening as well.
All right, well, he's
barking now, so he's listening.
But if he is, man, let's see if we can get him on for an interview, man. If not this week, next week, right?
Okay. He can come on before he go, right. You know.
Okay, sounds good.
You know, any day of the week, Thursdays maybe, but any day of the week could be fine.
Okay, sounds good.
Good stuff, man.
All right, guys.
Appreciate you stopping by, Sheldon Pearly. Appreciate you as always, man. Let's take a quick break. Flip side of the break. Like I told you, we got the crew from First Things First taking us home. We got Shady McCoy, Sam Atcher talking about the landing spots for Kevin Durant. Could it be the Heat, the Spurs, or the Rockets? That's all coming up on our final 15 on the flip side of the break on the Monday, June 16th edition of Talking Edge, which continues right after this. We'll see you tomorrow. Me and MJ will be in. Pearly will be in on Thursday, and MJ and I will be back on Friday to do the weekend review. Next week, it'll take a little different shape. Pearly might be in on Wednesday, and me and MJ on Thursday and Friday, all right? But we'll let you know how that goes down. But tomorrow, me and MJ, open line Wednesday, and Pearly will be in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right.
I know life good. I know the Yankees getting sweeped Tuesday, all right?
Well, yeah, Tuesday then. Yeah, well, this week then. Yeah. I was giving a rundown. But yeah, you understand. Thursday this week.
I
don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but anyway, I know. Two words. We'll do it again tomorrow. Wow. Good stuff, bro. And, you know, we'll do it again tomorrow. Quick break, flip side of the break. First things first, crew taking us home in the final 15. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
All right.
Like he entitled because he knew me since like my granny office. She don't see it how I see it. Got a big mouth, but he lack big ideas. Send him to the moon. That's just how I feel. Yelling. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few reach that, but it's not enough.
He is the king of crunch, the master of flavor, and he's going to set your taste buds on fire with the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken patty or two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches that are bigger, better, and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, the Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Going through tires faster than a hot night to bump. One wheel going left, one wheel going right. While the car crying and trying to go down the road straight, Chief, you need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you up in no time with computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Hey. Hey.
On that beat.
Master!
But somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas. But somebody gotta do it. Turn this TV off. Turn this TV off. Turn this TV off. Turn this TV off.
Rick, Kevin Durant has had one of the more polarizing careers. An individual who is a top 15, top 11, top 12, maybe even top 10 player of all time. He's been an MVP. He's been a final MVP twice. Has an absolutely illustrious career, but his career has been plagued by movement, by championship chasing, by running from the grind, some people would suggest. And now he's suggesting those are the three teams that
boy,
he
was
wants
that loaded
to go to. I'm just saying what
running from the
yo,
grind.
I'm just saying that people have said. Rick.
Barry Hunsley.
Oh, my.
What team would be best for KD's future?
There's only one on this list, although I am intrigued by the fact that all of his teams are in states with no state tax.
Gotta protect the money now.
Yeah, exactly. What's the determining factor here? No, it has to be the Miami Heat because the culture and the leadership are already set. It's the one Eastern Conference team. And let's face it, guys go to the Miami Heat to rehab their reputations and their images. Jimmy Butler was not considered a winner on the level that we consider him now prior to going to Miami and doing all that he did. And I need a place where, and yeah, I guess I could make that case with the Houston Rockets. I can't make it with the San Antonio Spurs. I have to remind myself who the head coach is there. Mm. You have all of the pieces in Miami that most closely resembles what he walked into with Golden State. Yes, Golden State was a winner, but the culture was already set, right? You had a great coach. You had a reputation for winning championships. And I know San Antonio had that. We've taken a beat since that has happened.
Yeah.
So I need him in a place where he can be the difference maker. And when I look at the Miami Heat, he's exactly what they need. Mm. They need that scorer. Defensively, they were ninth. Offensively, they were 21st. When they were able to still grind their way to the playoffs, and then they got swept by the Cleveland Cavaliers, losing three out of the four by not being able to get past 100 points. So when I look at all of the elements that if I'm only choosing through these from these three teams, that's the place.
I need you to keep looking at Slick.
Yeah.
I need you to keep looking.
Yeah, with the dog.
Among these three?
Yeah.
And put some glasses on your dog.
If you need these, let me know. You got to keep looking. To me, it's clearly the Houston Rockets. Clearly the Houston Rockets. And the reason it's the Houston Rockets is because, for me, very simply, KD needs to go to a situation and a coach he can't punk. You need to go to a situation and a coach he respects. Not that he can, but remember at the end of the tenure of Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra, it got a little contentious. Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler, it got way too contentious. You need to go to a situation and a coach in which you can't punk. And I'm also thinking, what team has enough pieces that won't be completely depleted and hemorrhaged if you acquire Kevin Durant? The dilemma often when Kevin Durant shows up, you got to hemorrhage the future of the organization because you got to get rid of so many pieces. Remember, we talked about it with the Cam Johnson. You had to get rid of Mikal Bridges. So now, all of a sudden, the team that Kevin Durant was showing up to was not the same 60-win team from the two previous years. It was a completely different team. So long as I can keep Alperen Sengun and you get Kevin Durant, at least I feel competent in the future of that team going forward. You know what I mean? Let me keep the twin Thompson. Sure, at least I can feel competent of that team going forward. Y'all can take Green. Y'all can take some future first-round picks. But I need to go to a team with a coach that I can't punk because, truth be told, Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra, things was getting real dicey. And Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler, things was getting real dicey. But at least Ime Udoka is the type of coach where I wish you would. Yeah. That his whole energy is, I wish you would. Ball whoever you are, coach. I wish you would. That, to me, is a much better fit for KD at this junction in time, because who would the Suns even want from the Heat? If you taking Hero, then you ain't doing nothing. And if you taking Bam, you for sure ain't doing nothing.
You're not trading Bam. I think you're setting the paying price a little too high. Because here's the thing that we know about superstars. When they say, this is where I want to go, then the team that's trading him makes the best deal possible. Mm. So if I have to give up a Tyler Hero and whatever, and the other part is yes, you know, Miami would have to give up a couple pieces from what they have, and they don't have a lot to spare. But what Miami has demonstrated to me is that they're able to take guys that you haven't heard of and build teams that can get there. I mean, that's what they did with Jimmy Butler. Yeah. They had Jimmy Butler, and then they had a bunch of guys that you'd never heard of, and they end up in the finals. So you're telling me I got Bam Adebayo and I got KD as my starter kit and I got to fill in around from that? If I got to give up behind me Jaquez, then so be it. I just trust Spo's ability to make more out of less. And again, for where KD is, this is why I hesitate. Well, you went to the team with the second best record in the Western Conference. Are you really elevating us to the point where we go, KD, you're the difference maker? Or are you just the finishing piece?
The case
is being made with Golden State.
Saying.
He was just the finishing piece.
Yeah.
I hold KD in higher regard than that.
Right.
I want you to be the reason we're getting.
Well, I'll say this, James. They both looking in the wrong place.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. If y'all play hide and seek in the hood, yo. If y'all play hide and seek in the hood with me, y'all would lose. Definitely lose. You never find me. Anyway, first of all, I would not go to the hood to play hide and go seek. I don't know who I'm gonna find.
Why not?
Or what I'm gonna run up on. So you want me to start knocking on random houses in the hood?
No.
You want me to start searching under random cars in the hood?
That sounds like a terrible hood.
Hold on.
You're not knocking on doors.
Yeah. And hide and seek.
Yo. We all outside.
It's okay.
I'm outside.
But still, I'm walking into somebody's backyard. I ain't in the hood?
That seems so nerve wracking.
The hood's safe, dog.
Yes, it's safe.
You safe, bro. I ain't running up on nobody.
I ain't going to sleep, dog. Let me distract everybody. I'm sorry. Anyway, y'all was wrong. First of all, Kevin Durant is not in his mid-career, his early career. He's at the end of his career.
True.
Right? And everybody I know that talks about the Miami Heat culture, nobody wants to play there when they're older. You know why? Because Pat Riley's a mother. Pat Riley type, yo. I'm on your diet. I'm on his curfew. I'm on everything. I watch LeBron James. I watch D-Wade. I watch Antonio Walker. Antoine Walker. I watch Shaq. Who else on that list? Jimmy Buckets. They all don't have a lot of good things to say. They all respect Pat Riley. But, bro, we ain't trying. This is, we're not rookies. We don't want to go through that. Right? You taking LeBron's cookies. That's one thing. And then with the Rockets.
They did all the finals.
Then. The Rockets was a good one, right? Because I think, I don't care, like, Kevin Durant lost to him. He became a champion. Mm-hmm. So you can say what you want to say. I'm a champion now. The conference is different. And I like the Rockets. I did like that one. They're younger. I just think he needs to play with some elite talent. I think they have a really, really good team. When I watch them, I don't see elite talent anywhere. I see young guys that can become elite.
Played with elite talent.
Yeah.
Phoenix, how did that go?
Well, I don't know if Bradley Beal was elite. I see how he looked.
Devin Booker?
He didn't have an elite year. He's an elite scorer. He scored. But I'm going to go to my answer, right?
Yeah.
The Spurs.
Get to it.
Yo, De'Aaron Fox as my point guard? Mm. And then you got Wimby?
Mm.
And then Stephon also is over there, right? Rick, was he rookie of the year?
Yes.
Yeah, so. Come on now. Don't make it up, Shady McCoy. So, as I look at this team, you can grow. You talk about making your paper. It's probably his last big payday.
Yeah.
So, taxes in Texas, you live there. You know what's going on with that. And then the win games. Wimby, I don't know. I don't want to say this because it might sound crazy, but the next 3-4 years, Wimby might be the best player in the league. Is it so versatile? I can shoot threes. I can block shots. I can protect the paint. I can score. You put him with Kevin Durant on a pick and roll. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then De'Aaron Fox pick and roll with it's like Steph Curry and KD.
Who's setting all that up? Who's putting him in the pick and roll?
Yo.
Who's picking De'Aaron Fox and KD and
you mean you're talking about the coach?
Who's organizing that?
Pop's still there too. Pop's gonna help out. He's still in that building.
He's still
looking through the glass.
But you know what though? I will say this though.
He's not gonna be on.
Right? That's a good point. But when I look at the Thunder, that was one of the questions. You think this team can be that good and win championships? Who's the coach? Who's the coach gonna be? And when I watch him, right, everybody keeps saying how the head coach for the Thunder has been outcoached by the head coach from the Pacers. Mm-hmm. And right now it's 2-2, and they about to go home. They go up 3-2.
How many years?
So what I'm saying, all I'm saying is this. Basketball compared to football, I think coaching is way more effective in football than in basketball. Because you got 3-4 superstar players, really, really good. 9 times out of 10, man, it's probably going to work out in the right way.
Yeah, I'm a Shady. I'm a Shady on this one.
Listen.
After watching KD with the Phoenix Suns and the Pelicans,
Philadelphia
76ers, like, how many examples do I have to give of talent?
Slow down.
Not working out.
No. Real quick, Jay-Z, I got to just
answer. Go ahead.
First of all, who'd you just say? The Sixers?
I said the 76ers, the Brooklyn Nets, and
Phoenix Suns. Hold on. See, this is the problem, though, right? We want to go to the coach. Let's go look at the players first.
Oh, James Harden. Should we go to the Los Angeles Lakers? Should we go to that?
Go there if you want.
Which one? You're saying four teams. I can't even do all four. So, who'd you say first? I was going to give you two.
I just got to give you, I'm giving you a lot of examples.
What I'm saying is you go to the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving was missing games because stuff he wanted to do. That had nothing to do with coaching. James Harden, he wasn't really playing at all. Only one that was playing was Kevin Durant.
Maybe.
So, when you want to get a coach, you got to get the players first.
Okay, you picked the easy.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you said.
James, chime in.
Let me jump on the Nets.
I mean, I'm a Shady on this. I don't, number
feel
one.
Feel what I'm saying?
But number one, I think that the Spurs don't have a lot to give up, and you're not giving up the big three. So you know that those dudes are going to be there. You're going to have Fox. You're going to have Wimby. You're going to have KD build around them. I don't know what the Rockets is going to have to give up. They're going to want some of them young players. Can KD cover all that up? Because KD hasn't shown that other than the Warriors that he can cover all that up. With the Heat, you're probably going to have to give up a hero, some first-round picks. And all. Can he cover all that up? I don't know. And then expectations. If he goes with Wimby and Fox to the West right now, the expectations of a team that didn't go to the playoffs, two of their star players got hurt, they're not really, really high. So people can't really come up here and kill KD like we want to kill because the expectations ain't that high. And then not only that, it's fit to protect the rim and can score at will and win.
Come on, man.
You got another dude in De'Aaron Fox who can go get a bucket on his own and make people better. And then you add a Kevin Durant and whatever pieces you put around him. I don't know how it's not the Spurs. I really don't know. If I'm Kevin Durant and all three of them coaches came and they offered the same deal and they say we're going to give up 2 first-round picks or whatever, and I don't know how it's not the Spurs because I think the Spurs is his best chance to go out here and compete for a championship. I really do.
Who with the Spurs right now has come anywhere close to winning a championship?
Well, the man's still up there. I told you he's looking through the glass.
Come on.
I do. Popping that builder, he's looking through the glass. And KD going to be there. He won, too.
I know Bam Adebayo knows how to get to the finals. I know Eric Bolster knows how to get to the finals. Like, I know that culture, that existing culture knows how to get to the finals because they just did it. Mm-hmm. I can't say that about the Houston Rockets in that right now. Fred VanVleet, I have a lot of respect for him. But he's like an Ime Udoka, a lot of respect for him.
Slip.
The rest of those cats, like, I just don't know that Houston and San Antonio are close enough. I like San Antonio 2-3 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about
next year. Real quick, though, like, who the Heat got? Let's just be honest.
You know what? You don't have to have as much in the Eastern Conference. That's the other part. Look at the Western Conference.
That's a good point. If Kevin Durant goes to the Heat, I don't even know who they're going to trade for him. they're not going to do much. They're not that good of a team.
Look at where San Antonio fit. Look how far they have to come.
That's a really good point.
You're saying that, right? Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. I know y'all don't like the – Kevin Durant's like that. He's one of the greatest of all time. Hold up, real quick.
Shady. Shady, he is so good. Like,